Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, July 11th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, The Human Library. Our scripture reading comes from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 9, which says, "Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." I was listening to a program on National Public Radio recently that piqued my interest and curiosity. The program host and guest were talking about human libraries. We often go to the public library to read or borrow books. The human library allows visitors to borrow a person to interact with and hear their unique story. The human library is actually an international organization and movement that first started in Copenhagen, Denmark, in the year 2000. The idea behind the human library is to address prejudices or judgments by having people talk to other people they would not normally meet. When you borrow a person from the human library, you listen to their story and then ask them questions to learn more. Sometimes it is simple conversations that can help us better understand people and challenge stereotypes. The human library creates a safe environment for personal conversations that can contribute to greater understanding across social, religious, ethnic, and racial divisions. Every human book represents a group in society that is often subject to being labeled or discriminated against because of their lifestyle, beliefs, abilities, social status, etc. So a person using the human library can potentially have a conversation with an individual with such labels as alcoholic, bipolar, wheelchair user, autistic, Muslim, or transgendered, and hear their stories. I was thinking of all the humans in the Bible that I would like to sit down and have a conversation with, like Jesus, or one of the prophets like Isaiah or Jeremiah. Or wouldn't it be fascinating to listen to Job, or Esther, or Moses, or Paul tell their stories? I am thankful we have portions of their stories recorded in Scripture. I invite us to think about how we would actually be a human library to each other as we take time to tell our stories and listen to the stories of each other. Amen.